Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito touted the access small towns in Massachusetts have to state funding for vital infrastructure projects during a ribbon cutting this week in Lee. State Representative Smitty Pignatelli, a Democrat from the 4th Berkshire District, says Forest Street, the main road between Lee and Tearingham, just south of Route 20, was in desperate need of repair.
A couple years ago, you would have seen this as a lunar landscape, Governor.
The 1.5 miles of road was riddled with potholes and was difficult for the town of Lee to maintain. The road is a critical route for emergency vehicles and school buses in the region. It also provides the only access to the state boat ramp on Goose Pond for tourists and residents. At a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the completion of the road's reconstruction, Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito said it's the state's responsibility to help small rural towns keep up with critical infrastructure projects.
As a person who grew up and is growing her own family, and my family's business is rooted in central Massachusetts. So oftentimes I am the voice for the communities outside of Boston.
In 2016, Lee received a $1 million small town rural assistance program grant from the state. State Senator Adam Hines, a Pittsfield Democrat, says the program ensures 10% of the state's Economic Development Agency MassWorks funds are allocated to projects in rural communities with populations under 7,000.
There is a difference between how you handle bigger towns and cities and how you handle our smaller towns and rural areas. And that means that whether it's, you know, regulations around culverts and all that exciting stuff, but it really makes a difference on the ground.
Lee contributed $22,500 for design costs. Republican Governor Charlie Baker's administration has increased MassWorks funding by $35 million. In 2016, the state promised $500 million for critical infrastructure projects. Polito says more than $190 million has been awarded so far to 90 communities.
And making sure that all regions of our Commonwealth, from the Berkshires to the islands, have access to this opportunity and have access to state dollars to unleash the potential in your area.
The Forest Street Reconstruction Project installed new guardrails, drainage, and driveway improvements. Officials say that will reduce municipal maintenance costs in the long run.
Under budget and before time.
Massachusetts often comes in for criticism from local representatives for not extending its opportunities and initiatives to the western end of the state. The Baker administration has made several trips to the Berkshires in recent months to tout state aid.
Oftentimes, the governor and I come to projects when we're announcing the dollars for a project. It's very nice to be able to come at the completion of a project and see that it was done in the way that you so desired.
Lee Select Board Chairman David Consolati, a Republican, praised Pignatelli, a Lennox Democrat, saying it takes partnership across parties to get work done.
Seems to be a big concern in the world today about having a letter after your name is not the same as the ones you're dealing with. We're all working for the same goal, to deal with our communities and to try to put the best foot forward and have things done that we need done.
Lee is seeking additional MassWorks dollars for new wastewater lines to the town's three vacant mills. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.